Jeff, are you on the line?
I am.
Fantastic. All right, stand by in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Titter, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Titter, Pinterest, Neil Angu, plus also on Periscope, at Total Titter, and I'm excited to welcome the program relationships expert for the show, What to Text Him Back on ABC.com, Matthew Hutsey. Matthew, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm great, Neil. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, you know what's interesting, Matthew, when you think about relationships in general, how things have changed in the last, let's say, 10 years. It's just, it's unbelievable, isn't it? How people connect compared to, yeah.
It is. You know, we've got so many new ways of talking to people and meeting people, and it's given us an enormous amount of breadth in terms of the amount of people we meet, but we're losing the depth in the way we connect with people.
We're definitely losing the way we how we connect with people. Is it because more and more people don't really have real relationships? They have online relationships, they have text message relationships. No one's going to the bars really to meet somebody as much anymore as just, I wonder if the bars are empty now for relationships. Matthew, are they all in chat rooms and different things?
Well, I think we haven't replaced the bar scene as a place that people like to go, but I think we've certainly, the bar scene has become a place where people are in some way less practiced at approaching each other and talking to each other. You know, they know that they can get their little jolt of validation from going to their phone and texting somebody and getting some feedback there instead of having to talk to somebody who's across the room. And that's not a great thing for having being able to meet people in person. But what I do think is that the opportunity now is so much greater because as a man or a woman, if you can approach someone, if you can be charming, if you can talk to them and have a real conversation in person, you are now somebody who really stands out. The art is being lost amongst the masses, and it gives us an incredible opportunity to shine for those who know how to do it.
So, Matthew, it's hard always for me to talk about. I have 5 kids of my own. I'm married, so looking at the dating scene, but I'm looking back at 43 and saying, oh, that was a long time ago. But I could imagine that phones are pulled out all the times at bars now, Matthew, right? And different things, and selfies are being taken. And as you said, the art of approaching somebody, especially as a man who's living on that phone, they don't know how to approach a woman and talk to them and stuff like that. And that's what this part of this show is about, to teach people how to really break down relationships, right?
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, it focuses on 10 different episodes where each episode is designed to deal with a common scenario that people face. So, for example, a woman who says, I'm on a dating app, texting me, he's texted me for the last 2 months, and he hasn't actually asked me out. What can I send him that might make it more likely that he'll ask me out? It's those types of scenarios that we're dealing with here.
That's got to be difficult for a woman to do that in a lot of ways, Matthew, to have to initiate. Why are men not figuring out these clues as much anymore?
Well, whether or not it's because they're not figuring out clues or because they simply have this buffet of options, people have become more disposable. And, you know, a man is getting his validation from his bedroom texting somebody and isn't having to put in the effort to actually go out, which represents effort. And ironically, it's the woman right now who has a higher standard, who makes herself a little more challenging. She's the one that's going to get the better attention from guys. So, for example, if a woman were to send a message to someone saying, I noticed you love texting. And the man said in response, how do you mean? And she says, we never actually talk. We only text. We're like pen pals. Well, no man wants to be a woman's pen pal. It's not sexy. It makes him feel like a teenage boy, not a man. And he now wants to rebel against that image that he's been given. So if she then says, I'm back after work, you should give me a call so I can hear your voice. Now she's made it a positive thing. I want to hear your voice. You know, the insinuation is you're sexier on the phone than you are by message, by text. So now when they do speak, she can leave the phone call and say, it was so great speaking to you. It's always such a pleasure hearing your voice. Now, what she's really doing is, and which is what most people are not doing today, is she's really training this person to like the thing that she wants him to do, i.e. meeting up in person or calling, and creating more of a negative stereotype around the thing that, that she doesn't want him to do. And none of this is really manipulative. It's just the truth. You know, women do find it sexier when a guy actually gives them a call. So it's just about understanding how to communicate with the opposite sex and doing it 10% better than everybody else is doing it. And that's what my show, What to Text Him Back, is all about.
Okay, so everything is a different scenario. I bet you the one scenario, Matthew, that's out there is when you see the bubble, you know, when you're waiting for a text to be received back and it doesn't come back with an answer. What to do, right, Matthew? I'm sure that
when you see that they're typing something, but then nothing comes back. a very frustrating scenario. The thing I always say to people is, why are you even in that situation where you're sitting there on your phone watching for somebody to text back in the first place? Why are you not living your life and being present with whoever it is that's around you and whatever it is that's going on? Because either you're at coffee with someone right now and you're ignoring them by watching that bubble, or you're not with anybody and you're ignoring all the strangers around you who are real potential for you to speak to and have an interesting interaction with. We will only meet people if we start looking up. And ironically, even though this is a show that's about texting, it's called What to Text Him Back. Ironically, the idea of this show is to get people off of texting and into real life.
Good.
So it's not training people to text better so that they can text more. It's so that they can text less.
I just don't understand it. I guess, I don't know, Matthew, do you think that it's easier now to communicate with women or harder now than when I was in my 20s?
I think it's become seemingly more complex to people, when in fact it's actually a lot simpler. The old ways still work. If you are charming, if you understand what it is to be charismatic and attractive, and you know how to be an incredible presence on a date and when you're with somebody, then you will win. It's the people that have become addicted to the video game of texting, of apps, of online dating, and have bought into the frame of reference that everybody is now disposable. They're the people that are going to lose.
They are. And how excited are you about this platform on ABC.com to have all your shows? That's fantastic.
It's terrific. And, you know, the nice thing about the show is I think we've become so used to shorthand content that we can digest quickly and carry on with our lives. And that's the way this show is developed, is every episode is 5 to 10 minutes. So they're really short, punchy episodes. And this isn't just a show where you'll be entertained. I mean, you literally will hear the most common questions you have about dating. What do I do when he sends something too sexual? What do I do if he texts and never calls? How do I get him to actually ask me out on a date? What do I do if after a date he doesn't text me? All of those questions we answer episode by episode, and not just in a theoretical way, but we literally give people exact copy and paste text messages that they can use to send to someone today. So I'd encourage people to go to the app and just even look for the one episode that stands out for them, because they'll be able to use it immediately.
That's fantastic. And any other news for you, Matthew? I guess after this, there's more big things coming up, so you got to go check you out as well, right, Matthew? For all the projects.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd encourage people to check me out. You know, we do YouTube videos every week, and you know, we're always furthering the conversation about dating, and you know, it's always coming from a loving place. But people really, you know, we've built an incredible community of women who love hearing everything that we have to say and find it very, very helpful. And you know, I'd encourage anyone who's struggling in their dating life right now or feels lonely to just come and check us out. My name's Matthew Hussey, for anyone who doesn't know. But come check us out, because I guarantee by watching what we have, you'll feel less alone and more encouraged in this area of your life.
So MatthewHussey.com for more information. Also, we can follow you on social media as well, right?
That's absolutely right. Google my name, you'll find me.
All right. Well, Matthew, thanks for calling. Definitely an interesting thing. I'll have those conversations with my younger friends about your show and stuff, and best of luck with all your ventures. So thanks for calling.
Neil, thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Matthew. See you later. Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to
the radio. Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.